TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way.
Oh, no. Oh, that sounds so familiar. What a great sound. Jeremy, you know what that does when I hear that? It's like puts you right in the mode, right? So you're ready to go right away. In case you don't know, that is the opening to the Scott Lee Show on my podcast. Thank you, Jeremy. Very kind of you. That is 6:04 outside the Capitol of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome to Richmond's Morning News. My name is Scott Lee. I'm filling in for Rich Herrera. Thank you for waking up with us. It's one of those mornings where I was glad my car drove itself. Do you have a self-driving car? Oh, yeah, these things are awesome, man. You just push the button, get the thing, and you can read all up on your phone and check all your and car just drives. This morning, if your alarm goes off when you're asleep and wakes you, that's a bad morning for me. I usually am awake when my alarm goes off, and that's a good day. Today, I was on another planet, in another world, and your alarm wakes you up, and it's like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. And so it was nice to have a self-driving car today. All right, hey, we're up and running here at News Radio, WRVA. The text line is open this early. Yes, it is. I don't think it ever goes away. 833-804-1140. Appreciate your comments there. I got one yesterday who wanted an honorary Lee Brother bumper sticker of old. That was very kind. I haven't sent those things out in a long time. Sent one out yesterday to Debbie, one of our listeners. So she got an honorary Lee Brother bumper sticker. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the WRVA logo on it. But it does say I'm an honorary Lee Brother. So all that was picked up on the text line. So thanks so much for participating there. All right, jam-packed show this morning. I did not realize that your toll pass, your easy pull, you know, the toll passes you put on for the parkway and everywhere else, they have an ending period. If you have it for 10 years, the battery could go dead, and then you're going through this thing. And I've had this, I've heard about this, but it's starting to realize that I'm on this 10-year limit on the toll pass, and it could go bad. Roughly 18% of Virginians, apparently, your battery could fail. And if it fails and you bust through the toll, guess what? If you don't have your license plate logged into the smart place, they're going to hit you with some extra fees and things. That doesn't seem quite fair. You know, these toll things, they can take a picture of your car and see that you have a toll pass, right? And, okay, this guy's toll pass. I'm sure you could object to this and probably send in and go, look, my toll pass expired. But I did not know that. Maybe we'll get into that a bit more throughout the show. Trump is making everyone reapply for food stamps. I think this is brilliant. It's just phenomenal. I love this idea. We're going to talk about this probably in the 8 o'clock hour, get into depth about what the role of government is in the food stamp. We'll talk more about that. Chesapeake schools are trying to figure out a pronoun policy. I think that's funny. I mean, you imagine in, you know, the old days trying to figure out a pronoun policy? What's the pronoun policy? There's a policy for pronoun? Yes, the right way to use. No, that's not what they're talking about. So we'll get into that, too, this morning in great detail, because that's pretty interesting. Virginia's being sued by what's the name of that company? I got it right here somewhere. But they're suing us because of a social media policy. Social media law that we have. It's NetChoice is suing Virginia. NetChoice is their name. They're suing us because of the one-hour social media limit we put on kids here in Virginia. You can't have that. They want kids unfettered access at any time, unlimited, and they're suing Virginia for it. So we got that lawsuit coming up. We will talk about that, by the way. Yahoo, don't know if you know this, Yahoo has named America's coolest hometown, and it happens to be in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Can't tell you what it is yet. Keep you on the edge of your seat. You could tune out, but I want you here for 3 hours, and you never know when we're going to tell you what Yahoo has named America's coolest hometown. Here's a hint. It's not Richmond. I know, we're not that cool. Besides, we're not that, like, hometownish either. Well, maybe we are for some. Loudon, London, by the way, London's grocery store, kind of like the Kroger grocery store here, is renamed their Christmas trees for the first time ever. They're going to call them something different. Yeah. Well, you can't call it a Christmas tree. By the way, what's interesting about that, and I'll share it with you coming up in the show, is the media there is as outraged as we would be here. And I'm like, wait a second. So we'll talk about that. That's pretty good. And, of course, Philip Van Cleve from the Virginia Citizens Defense League will join us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about what he's expecting the General Assembly. VCDL stands for Virginia Citizens Defense League. Now, even if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or on the wrong side of the political spectrum, how could you disagree with that name? It's like so cool. Virginia Citizens Defense League. Sign me up, man. Put me on that one. Now, the left is usually much better at picking out names that confuse you, like the American Civil Liberties Union. You know, you think that's a good thing. It turns out to be not so much. Another one would be like Planned Parenthood. What a great idea. I'd like to plan my parenthood. Sounds phenomenal. I mean, I'm convinced. But then you realize, wait a minute. You dig behind the scenes, you're like, this isn't about Planned Parenthood at all. This has nothing to do with that. I thought I'd come chat with you about being a parent, but no, you don't want me to be one. Anyway, so Virginia Citizens Defense League, I think, has got a pretty cool name. Finally, for once. Of course, Michael Greer is going to join us, and then Rich Herrera is going to rub it in our face again. You know, I'm in Sicily, you're not. We got it, Rich. We understand. But he's going to join us again at the 7 o'clock hour to talk about what's so fun about that and why you and I didn't go on it, or anyone else for that matter. We're all here listening to me. I'm the one that had to not go to... I'm telling you, I still got rejected from that. I've got wounds that are having to heal. Instead, I got summoned here. Hey, Scott Lee, yeah, that whole trip you wanted to go on, you're not going on that. We got a better idea for you. We're going to sit in the chair Monday through Friday while Rich is gone. And then here's the worst part. He's going to call you every morning, and he's going to rub it in your face. And I'm like, oh, really? And how quickly can I sign up for that? That sounds like a whole lot of fun. That's awesome. Forecast today. By the way, the weather is not as bad as you would think this morning. I drove in and it was a little misty, but not rain. That will clear up. It could be a very nice day, actually, based upon the forecast. The high could be 61. There also is a story about a gentleman by the name of J.D. Vance in Michigan who plotted to kill J.D. Vance. I don't know if you heard this. This guy changed his name to Vance, and then plotted to kill J.D. Vance, and he's got 2 years in prison. I hope to get to that story, but how sick and whacked do you have to be? We see a lot of this, by the way. There's a lot of the sick, whack things going on in the attempts to, in the political world, to hurt the other side. We played yesterday for you was it in Michigan, too? I think it was in Michigan. That the lady said, I'm going to kill you and hunt you down, and I hope you get pancreatic cancer, and I hope your kids never forgive you. I mean, I think the left has officially disappeared off any kind of normal table talk conversation. This guy's changed his name to J.D. Vance so that he could, I guess, conceal himself as he tries to hunt down J.D. Vance, 67-year-old. Doesn't make any sense. James Donald Vance Jr., a Michigan man sentenced to 2 years for threatening to kill Vice President J.D. Vance. By the way, I don't think 2 years is enough. It's probably going to put him in there and make him even more rash and harsh and upset. It is Scott Lee. I'm in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. News Radio, WRVA. There was a Merry Christmas in Fairfax County this week. A group of suspects apparently walked away from an ATM in Fairfax County with $175,000. It's a crime spree that actually began on October 3rd. And what happened is this unknown man apparently approached this ATM in Fairfax County. And the police say the individual then used a key to access the ATM. And they're not sure exactly what happened next, but the machine just started spitting out $175,000. Now, I didn't know those machines had that kind of money in there. That seems out. That's quite the Christmas this guy's going to have. $175,000 from an ATM machine. The police are asking for help in Fairfax County. Don't all those people up there have plenty of money anyway? I mean, it's just like, why do you need a smash and grab in an ATM machine? All right, Yahoo. I'm going to tell you the information now. Yahoo has picked the coolest hometown in America. And it happens.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To be in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm going to tell you the name of it because you know why? I didn't know where it was. I didn't know. I thought it would. Oh, Virginia. I know Virginia pretty well. I mean, there's nowhere I don't know. Marion, Virginia. Marion, Virginia has been named by Yahoo Explorer, as a scenic outdoor haven in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. It is exactly 2 hours north of Knoxville and a little over 2 hours southwest of Roanoke. It's just off Interstate 81, and it's they're calling it a convenient place to stop and enjoy the Appalachian getaway. It's the official, Marion is, it's right there where apparently all the stuff starts to happen. You got the Tennessee-Virginia border with Appalachian and hiking, and it's the official Appalachian Trail community. They say it offers a warm welcome and an authentic taste of Southwest Virginia to weary hikers. That's another thing I don't think I'll ever understand is hiking. I can't. Why people go and just hike? I would go and trout fish, but just to go hike, I'm going to go to Marion, Virginia. Yahoo has called it America's coolest small town or hometown. and I'm just going to hike, put some hiking shoes on and hike. I don't find that. No? Is that? The town is absolutely surrounded by a wonderful wilderness and easy access to Mount Rogers National Recreation Area, which is the highest point in Virginia, which I did not know. I did not know the highest point in Virginia was Mount Rogers National Recreation Area. I didn't know that. So hikers get their share of that. They said you can't leave Marion without catching a performance at the Lincoln Theater. They have a Lincoln Theater there in Marion. There's a picture of it here that makes it kind of cool. Look, I'm a small town guy. I love small towns. I mean, I like going there and kind of walking through the small town and getting that Mayberry feeling of Andy. And you know what I mean? That's kind of that cool family environment and small town area. Virginia's actually got a lot of those, and Yahoo picked one out. Yahoo is named Marion, Virginia, America's coolest hometown. I guess you could check it out at yahoo.com and look it up. But hey, Virginia is known for more than just the founding of the country. Now we're known for small town, cool hiking areas that you'll never find me, Scott Lee. Filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Turn it up a little louder. I couldn't hardly. Oh, there we go. Very interesting. Just after 6:34 outside the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Patrick Henry, and News Radio WRVA. I'm Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera. Thank you so much for checking us out this morning. And the text line is already fired up. You guys are, I'll tell you what, everyone's much more lively than I am this morning. I can tell you. Bunch of texts flying in. All positive so far. That will change, and look forward to that as we move throughout the program. I'm radically concerned about the results of the election. And Spamberger has promised to rescind Governor Youngkin's plan to participate with ICE. Spamberger is going to say we're not going to help ICE. We're not going to do that. And so when I thought about that, and then I heard the story about what happened with the DHS, who confirmed that ICE had arrested an illegal alien wanted for alleged terrorists who were driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas and had been given a CDL license by the state of Pennsylvania. I'm thinking, what? He's a terrorist? ICE just arrested this guy. He's a 31-year-old guy from Uzbekistan. And he's been on the run since 2022 for being a member of a terrorist organization and accused of distributing terrorist propaganda, calling for a jihad online and recruiting terrorists. Here's the interesting thing. He was caught and released at the border by the Biden administration in February 2023. So we catch the guy. And just stupidity, but they just released him into the country. And then he finds his way to get a CDL license from Pennsylvania. He's an illegal alien. DHS has confirmed he was a terrorist. ICE arrested him on November 9th while he was working at a commercial truck driver. He was granted work authorization by the Biden administration in January of 2024, and a commercial driver's license issued again by the state of Pennsylvania. That story resonated with me as I was thinking about our election and Spamberger's promise not to work with ICE. This guy could have killed somebody on the road. He actually had, in his heart, wanted to kill a whole lot of people. He was part of a terrorist organization. He was distributing terrorist propaganda. He was calling for jihad. He came to our country through the border. We caught him and released him right into the country. And thank goodness we caught him now. He won't be driving an 18-wheeler on the roads anymore. DHS and ICE worked together to catch this guy. And Spamberger is promising to rescind cooperation working with ICE. It's a bit scary to me. I don't know how that's all going to turn out. But my fear is it won't be good. How could it be good? And why wouldn't the states work with ICE who is part of the federal government and controlling immigration. I don't understand it. That's why I voted for Spanberger, by the way, because I couldn't wait for her to not work with ICE anymore. Do you think that was really an issue in the election? That somebody went to the voting booth and go, you know what? I've just had this whole idea. This is ridiculous. I don't think we should work with ICE at all. And then pushed the little button or drew the little dot circle for Spanberger. I guess there are people who think that way. I don't understand why that would be a reason to vote for someone, because they're not going to participate in keeping our country safe and borders closed. And it blows my mind. And I read this story, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this could be right on our doorstep. The other thing that keeps popping up, and I shared this with you, I think either Monday or Tuesday of this week, all the days are running together, is this demand for a tax increase that is coming. And the Commonwealth Institute, which is far from any kind of think tank other than just a massive liberal one, this is the headline that caught my attention, and I want to share it with you this morning on Richmond's Morning News. The income of a public school teacher in Virginia is currently taxed at the same rate as the income of a millionaire business executive. A new report makes the case for why that needs to change. It goes on to say, even further, to pull at your heartstrings and make you understand that means the income of the average teacher in Virginia making $70,000 is taxed at the same rate as the income of Robert Blue, the CEO of Dominion, whose salary is $1.2 million a year. Now, it is written in a way that you should be appalled. You should be upset and concerned that should change. That doesn't seem fair. It should strike at my inner being that the lack of fairness in Virginia, that a teacher would be taxed at the same rate as a millionaire. I'm supposed to be appalled at that. And I think the initial knee-jerk reaction of most people is say, yeah, doggone it, that's not fair. I just find it interesting how we have done such a great job in this country of dividing the people and drawing this line saying, these are the people up here that make a lot of money and the ones over here that don't. Let's all kind of gang up and say, you know what? Those people, they're the problem. Pointing to some rich guy in Dominion making $1.2 million a year has no impact on me. If the guy paid no taxes, I'm still getting up at 4:30 in the morning and coming here and doing radio, right? Doesn't make any difference to me. But I'm told I should be appalled and offended and hurt that it's unfair. Except there's one little thing in this sentence that I think people are missing. They're not paying the same amount. They're paying the same rate, which means, I'm going to tell you this in case you don't know, the Dominion guy making $1.2 million is paying a whole lot more taxes than the teacher. A whole lot more. He is paying his fair share. So the rate may be the same, but the tax itself is far from the same. In Virginia, we have a 5.75 income tax for everybody making $17,000 or more. We are told that's wrong, when that is actually the definition of fairness, that everyone pays the same rate. Unless you're in the tax world, that's the definition of fairness. If you're in the real world, it's like a dollar amount. It's like if you go see a movie and they ask for your W-2 before you pay for the movie, you go, what the heck's going on? Well, it's only fair you pay more for the movie than the guy beside you. You would say, that's not fair. Fair would be we all pay the same amount for the movie. No. In the tax world, that's unfair. I mean, that's radically unfair. In the tax world, you can't pay the same rate. You got to pay a higher rate. This is coming to us, whether you like it or not. This is like the fourth or fifth article I've seen on taxes coming. So they don't just give you the headline and make you hurt and feel like it's so bad that in Virginia, we essentially have a flat tax across the board percentage for everyone in Virginia. Meanwhile, there are states that don't even have an income tax. What about those people? How unfair is that? In fact, In Florida, the teacher and the millionaire both don't pay income taxes. I mean, so where's that article? That doesn't seem fair. So they give up. They give solutions, you see. They just don't say, don't you feel bad and isn't this awful? No. They want to impose a 10% tax on incomes over $1 million. So not only would they, with this billionaire, the millionaire from Dominion, pay his 5.75%, which is a whole lot more than the teacher, but now he's going to pay an additional 10%? And you don't think that's going to, you think that's great? For what reason? So you can get more money to spend? But don't worry, a bill like this has already been proposed. It was last time, and it never made it out of the committee. Hernandez, a Democrat from Norfolk, actually submitted a bill that did just that. A 10% tax on millionaires in Virginia. And it died in the committee. You don't think it's going to come up again? You don't think now that the Democrats have control of everything in the Commonwealth, that this Hernandez guy isn't going to bring that bill back up? He had such passion for it before. He wanted to punish the millionaires before. He wanted to get more money to spend his way so the millionaire doesn't spend it his way. Don't you understand? Hernandez knows how to spend the money better than the millionaire does. Hernandez is smarter than the millionaire. I mean, he's a, what is he? He's a delegate. He's a delegate. He's a state delegate. He's a House of Delegates member. He's one of 100 bureaucrats that sit in a room in the capital of the Commonwealth who know more than the millionaire how to spend that money. And so he's going to take it from him. And he'll probably, this time in January, get the full support of every single Democrat, and this new governor, Spanberger, will sign it. Then it will be fair, and you will feel better. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA. Since 1925, this is the voice of Virginia, News Radio, WRVA. My name is Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera. We're going to hear from Rich coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He's going to call in from Sicily and rub it in our face again. Can look forward to that. We do not have a problem that cannot be fixed without your money. We just don't have one. I mean, the government's view is we don't have a problem that can't be fixed with your money. Just give it to us and we can fix it. Tax increases are coming here in Virginia. And I was talking at the break, wouldn't it be nice is you could just walk into your employer and say, look, you know, my bills are getting out of hand. I need more money from you. I need you to pay me more. Especially Christmas. Christmas is coming up. I need you to pay me a little bit more. Your employer would probably laugh at you and say, get out of my office. But government looks at it and goes, gosh, we're sure spending a lot of money. Let's just raise taxes on people. Let's get more income that way. You have to go home and cut and make changes and shrink your budget. The government does the very opposite. They look and say, gosh, everyone's paying the same rate. That's not fair. Let's tax millionaires more. We'll get more money, and then we can just continue to spend instead of make the hard decision, which is cutting. The easy, gutless decision is to raise taxes. The hard thing to do is actually look at the budget and go, we got to stop spending here. True. So next time you hear a politician go, we're going to raise taxes, go, well, that's the easy thing to do. Do something hard. You were hired to do that. But don't hold your breath. We got a very difficult General Assembly coming up. All right, speaking of what's coming up, Philip Van Cleve is going to talk to us about what's going to happen to your right to protect yourself in the Commonwealth. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.